Welcome, my name is Lane, and I'll be guiding you through this 15-minute meditation, which is part of the mindfulness program in the workplace. Now, before we start, take your time to make yourself comfortable. If a meditation cushion is not comfortable, you can also sit on a chair. Laying down is an option, but try not to fall asleep. Make sure you can be still during the following 15 minutes. And you won't be disturbed by any colleagues. In this meditation, we are going to focus on our breath. So why do we actually do that in meditation? If your mind is very active, it is an easy way to calm down. It helps us to gently guide our awareness away from the head, to the body, to the breath, to the present moment. And as you may know, or will come to find out when you meditate more often, the mind often wanders off and we become completely identified with our thinking. And then we are not really here, we are not fully present. Especially when there is stress involved, that's the most important time to be mindful. Otherwise we fall in the trap to become completely identified with our thinking, and we end up in counterproductive habits and behavioral patterns. So the moment you are aware of your breath, you are present. And that's what we're going to practice. Many people think that when they meditate, that there should be no thoughts. Well, if we expect not to have any thoughts while we do have them, that can also be a stress factor. So although it is challenging because you probably meditate with a certain goal in mind, the key to meditation is to have no expectations. Just trying to be aware with an open mind and no judgment. That is the challenge. So the aim is to be present and building space, headspace, which will help you to stay focused through the day. So settle yourself. We're going to start. For now, you can keep your eyes open and you can stare at a point in front of you, keeping your eyes there while we take a few deep inhales in through the nose and exhales through the mouth. Inhale. And a deep exhale through the mouth. Deeply inhale. And exhale, empty the lungs all the way. Inhale. And exhale. One last time, deep inhale. Filling the lungs and exhale all the way. Now you can close your eyes and come back to your natural breath. So breathing like this for a couple of times helps us to already settle the mind for meditation, to already create a bit more calmness. It's important for the rest of this meditation that you don't change anything about the way you're breathing. Just follow the breath, just as it flows. So, with your eyes closed, bring your gaze inward, being aware of the body. At the start of this meditation, notice your sitting posture. Be aware of the sitting bones touching the chair or the cushion. Awareness of both feet. The spine straight and the shoulders relaxed. Now feel how you're sitting. Notice where your hands are resting, on the lap or the knees. And also at the start of this meditation, notice if the body feels tired or tensed or any other feelings that are present right now. Where can you feel that in the body? And is that feeling moving or is it static? And can you be with it without wanting to change your experience? Just observe what you feel in the body. And also be aware of the mind, of thoughts that are passing by at this moment. Don't push anything out of this meditation. So the thoughts that are with you right here, they are part of the exercise. When the mind becomes a Pandora's box of swirling thoughts, mindfulness can feel impossible. And this is such a common state to find yourself in. And it's important to remind yourself that it is the most natural thing in the world. The function of the mind is to think. And in meditation, we try to see the thoughts without becoming involved in them, without reacting. Just observe that there is thinking. And letting the thoughts passing by without becoming involved. Observing the mind. So in meditation, there are actually two minds that you can be aware of. We have the thinking or the wandering mind, which unconsciously leads you away from the present moment, causing you to get caught up in stories in your head. And you have the observing mind. And meditation is only happening when you are aware of the observing mind that is watching the thinking or wandering mind. So you are aware of both minds in meditation. And if you feel disturbed by the thinking mind, we also call it the monkey mind, remind yourself that you are not practicing to prevent thinking, but rather to recognize and acknowledge thinking when it arises. Just observe the thinking. Is your mind wandering off to the future, planning ahead? Or maybe reminiscing about things in the past? Just observe the thinking when it arises. Now bring your awareness back to the breath again. Breathing in and breathing out. Explore where your breath finds space to breathe. Maybe you can feel the belly rising and falling, or the chest expanding. Where do you feel the breath? Maybe at the nostrils, feeling the warm breath flowing out on the exhale, and a slightly cooler air underneath the nose when you inhale. Observing the movement of the breath in the body. Aware of each in-breath and each out-breath. And notice that your breath might feel tense or restless. Or maybe you find your breath is shallow or short. No need to change anything about the way you're breathing. Be aware of the breath just as it flows in and out. And while you observe the breath, thoughts may come and go. Don't push them away. Just observe the thoughts. You can give a little bit of space to the thoughts to notice what they are about without becoming involved. Acknowledging that you are planning or organizing. Typing an email in your mind. Just notice them. When you have noticed them, bring your awareness back to the breath. And we do this over and over again. Without judging, patiently bringing awareness back to the belly, back to the breath. Feeling the in-breath, observing the out-breath, being aware of the rising and falling of the belly or the chest, rising and falling, breathing in and breathing out. And with time, you notice that the mind is settling. Trust that something is happening for you. Have faith. Some days it might take a bit longer, or you will feel the effect of the meditation a bit later. It also takes time to settle the mind after it's been active. It's like a snow globe. When you have moved or shaken it, you put it on the table. At first, you see the white snowflakes moving everywhere. And that's also what happens when we sit still during a busy moment in the day. The snowflakes represent our thoughts. So they keep coming and going in a fast pace. And with time, while we are still, the snowflakes start to descend. The landscape, which represents our mind, starts to change. Clarity arises. And then the mind might fall back in its natural state of stillness. Being in this moment with your breath, and with all the thoughts that are still here right now, even in this exercise, being with the body, this moment, this breath. Now, in a moment, you will hear me closing this meditation. So you may choose to sit a bit longer. We have had 15 minutes so far. Or maybe you want to close this exercise and do it later on during the day. Now remember, at any time through the day, you can take a moment to connect to your breath and build in a moment of space and clarity. Thank you for listening.